Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Robert McFarland. Robert, the illustrations for your book are lively and charming. How did you find your illustrator? Can you tell us a little about her?
Rama is Rama Dixit. She is from Mumbai, India. And when I had to learn how to negotiate the computer and internet, I was at a very number of sites, and then I found a place called Jacket Flap, and it has like 250,000 writers, artists, publishers, print, you know, it's an amazing site. And I would spend hours just going through names and profiles of artists. And one day I saw Rama, I saw some art from her, and I emailed her, and when she replied back, I asked her how much, and her drawings were very expensive. And I said, no, I can't do that. So I continued on. And then about 3 months later, I was on Facebook. I just joined Facebook. And once again, I'm going through, and all of a sudden I get one of the notifications, these people you might know, and Rama's name come up. So I emailed her again, and we got talking, and we became friends. So I asked her if she knew someone who I could send the work to and have an illustrator do it. And she said, well, send me the manuscript. So I sent her the manuscript, and she came back about 20 minutes later and said, I want to do it. And I said, but I can't afford you. And she said, I want to do this. So we'll, you know, let's negotiate. So we did. We negotiated a price that was affordable to me and acceptable to her. And that's how she became my illustrator for this book.
That's a really exciting story. Yes. Did you have to employ a separate book designer?
No. I've self-published this. My cousin helped, and my sister was a major, major help in putting the illustration with the words. But basically, I've done the whole thing myself except for the illustrations and the printing. I got the ISBN number, did the editing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, actually, tell us a bit more about how you set about this, because you were telling me earlier that you learnt to use the computer in order to actually write the story down. So tell us all about that.
That's true. After I'd written the story, I'd never been on the internet my life. I'd never used a mouse ever, and I had no use for computers. I thought that they were a waste of time. How wrong I was on that one. So when I had the book written, basically, then I realized that I needed to find a publisher to continue on if I wanted this dream to become a reality. So I had a friend of mine gave me an old laptop that was 15 minutes to start up, another half hour to load up. And then I started to learn my way around the internet. And that's how, you know, the computer came into play in my life. It was quite a challenge.
Yes, but you had a goal to print out and publish this book. What were the difficulties of self-publishing a picture book? You were saying that you did the editing and so on, but was it difficult to put together the book itself as a picture book?
That's a hard question to answer. My sister is really good at putting information in two different places at the same time. So I guess that would be editing or layout. And so I gave her the manuscript, and the two of us sat down, and we took Rama's pictures, and we took the verses, and we synchronized them to the best of our ability. And then I began to look for a printer, and I found a local printer Paul in Peterborough, and he'd never done a children's book before, so this was a challenge to him. So with his people there and myself, we would spend hours just getting it all ready for the printing process. And I really appreciate the time that they took to work with me on this and to make it happen.
I think it's a really inspiring story from beginning to end, this. But what about distributing it and selling it? How have you done that?
basically, everything is done by myself. One of my best customers is Hiawatha, the old railroad station.
Oh, so I know the bookstore you mean.
They have a gas bar and a restaurant and gift shop. And they've sold over 100 books for me.
Wow. And that's terrific.
I've got the picture of the book cover on the car hood. I have it on my doors. And the characters are scattered around the car. And people see it. And most of them, well, what's this all about? And I end up selling a book or two out of the car.
I think you're a magician, not a writer at all. Now, tell us a little bit more about your next book is about a little dog that gets lost in a cave and rescued. But he was based or inspired by a real dog, was he not? And you're thinking of doing a book about the real dog as well.
It's Jake that gets lost in the cave. Jake is the mouse. That's Jake.
Oh, he's the mouse from this story.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I lose Doug the slug and Scat the rat, and I gain Mutt the dog and Jeff the cat.
Oh.
And Mutt the dog is based on my longtime friend Pepper, who passed away recently, who I had dog sit for 14 years with him. And Rama was amazing in her depiction of Mutt using Pepper as a model.
Mm.
I was really impressed.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I'm glad you clarified about Jake. I was quite confused there. But tell us about the book you're planning about Pepper himself and all your adventures with him.
I have a number of photographs from the time that I first had Pepper when he was a little baby, little pup, right through until he was adult. And so all these photographs, each one has a different meaning or shows his different idiosyncrasies. So I thought, in dedication to him, that I would take the pictures and do little writings describing what we were going through at the time the picture was taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would make a nice book.
Yes, I think it has lots of possibilities. Are you going to read the rest of your Snug in a Rug story for us?
Doug blocks the doorway, all slimy and gray. Scat says he wants you to just go away. I reply, Doug, if we stand up to Scat, we will teach him to be a much nicer rat. So off we go to Scat's hole in the wall. For such a large rat, the hole seems quite small. On the count of three, we'll yell out his name as loud as we can. Scat, have you no shame? Scat soon appears with his beady red eyes. He looks at us all in total surprise. Why did you take, when you only need ask, for one of our shiny pieces of glass? I'm sorry, says Scat. I'm such a mean rat. I shouldn't have done it. I'll give it back. The box was too big. The hole was too small. It would not fit through my hole in the wall. Marbles rolled away, I'm sorry to say. I replied, all is not lost, please don't dismay. Come on, everyone, if we all pitch in, I'm sure we can find most or all of them. I found one, called Sadie, it's here by the door. Doug smiles and replies, I just found two more. Everyone brought back at least one or two. Itsy and Bitsy both found quite a few. Jake says happily, these two are the last. And now, Scat, put them back, that is your task. Scat picks up the box and he leads the way out of the dark and back into the day. Scat drops the box with a loud banging sound. We've had an adventure. Look what we found. Sitting there in his rocker, Doc does say, what's all that racket disturbing my day? Doc starts to laugh back and forth as chair rocks. I bet you found some old socks in that box. He's laughing so hard, tears roll down his chin. You found my box and the marbles within. When I was young, I collected them all and hid them away in a hole in the wall. The library seemed like a good place to be. Now the treasure's here. It's in front of me. Doc says, here, everyone, these are for you. Choose one that you like, red, yellow, or blue. Since we all know that stealing's not right, I believe it's time to say nighty-night. I roll a blue marble onto my rug, and back to the cellar go Scat and Doug. Itsy and Bitsy climb back up their threads. Doc, Jake, and Sadie go off to their beds. I'm Snug the Bug, and I live in a rug. And inside my rug, I'm warm, safe, and snug. It's time for us all to head for our beds. Good night, everyone. Sleep tight, sleepy heads. The end.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you.
Robert's already told us that he sells his book from his car and at local bookstores. He sold a lot of books at Hiawatha.
I'm in most of the small libraries.
Good.
I also have a web page, and it's www.snugthebug.com, and you can purchase the book through the web page.
Great. To connect with us and send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs, please write to us at wordonthehills@gmail.com. And thanks for tuning in this week. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.